Good morning and thank you everybody. My research title is Detection of Siderosulfur Forms in Soil Using Sulfur KS X-ray Absorption Near-Edge Structure Spectroscopy. Plants require sulfur, as much sulfur as phosphorus, and is considered an essential nutrient for crop production. And sulfur fertilizer are commonly applied for crop production in Western Canada, especially for canola, because sulfur fertilization has been shown to increase the seed oil content. But the forms and availability of sulfur from sulfur fertilizer mainly depends on the content and solubility, and production of plant available sulfate once in the soil, and sulfur species formed after application. So, understand the fate of applied sulfur will help us to use beneficial use of sulfur containing fertilizers. The mainly traditional approaches to study the sulfur fertilizer fates by examining the plant availability of the sulfur through crop yield response, plant soil uptake, and determining the content of total and available sulfur in soil before and after plant growth. There has been little work done to follow the transformation of sulfur when it is in the soil and in peri soils mainly. And traditional wet chemical analysis methods may not able to identify particular sulfur species in soils. On the other hand, zinc spectroscopy is sensitive to distinguish different oxidation states of an element and able to follow the transformation of sulfur fertilizer to different forms of varying plant availability over time. The objective of this study was to employ a synchrotron technique to assess the fate of different sulfur fertilizer forms added to peri soils. My study site is located to different peri soils. One is black Chernozem soil, another is brown Chernozem soil. The black soil zone is located in the northern Saskatchewan province of Canada and is classified as calcareous silty lacustrine pan material, and brown soil is highly calcareous argil soil association, and both sides soil texture is loam. And field research was set up as a randomized complete block design with 4 application of its treatment, and treatment was urea, ammonium sulfate, calcium sulfate, and elemental sulfur fertilizer. Urea was applied in all plots at the rate of 100 kg nitrogen per hectare in broadcast method, and the sulfur fertilizer was applied in 20 kg sulfur per hectare in seed row at the seeding time. And soil sample was collected 6 core from seed row and composited, air dried, ground and analyzed for available sulfate by wet chemical analysis method and zinc spectroscopy. The available sulfate was measured using the 0.01 molar calcium chloride extraction solution and analyzed by autoanalyzer. And synchrotron work done at the soft X-ray microcharacterization beamline at the Canadian light source. And data was analyzed by the Gaussian cut fitting method. This graph shows that the available sulfate after 8 weeks of application, from all of the treatments, the available sulfate was much higher than the black soil zones. It could be reason that the initial sulfate concentration was much higher in the brown soil, and the drier condition in the brown soil which favors the solid phase over solution sulfate in the brown soil. Also we noticed that the gypsum, that is calcium sulfate fertilizer, was much higher than other treatment. It could be reasoned that the calcium sulfate is slightly soluble in nature, which favors the remain in the seed row in brown, both soil, and do not move more by mass flow and diffusions. This is the zinc spectra of different sulfur reference compounds, which shows that the white line peak of each of the sulfur compounds shows at the different energy level, which indicates that how the oxidation states changes with the energy level, and this helps us to identify the different sulfur compounds in the soil. In our soil samples, these elemental sulfur, thiols, methyl sulfoxide, ester sulfate, inorganic sulfate, sulfur forms was found in our soil samples. And each sulfur compound gives the vital energy at the their own specific energy level. This Jens graph shows that the after application of sulfur fertilizer, it transforms to different forms. The x-axis shows of this graph the energy level, and y-axis shows the normalized sulfur at the partial fluorescent yield mode. The black color data shows the original soil samples data, and the red dotted color shows the total feed of the data. And this dotted different color, the green color shows the formation of the elemental sulfur, and the next one is the reduced thiols. Yellow color is the methyl sulfoxide, and maroon color is the ester sulfate, and the black dotted color is the inorganic sulfate. From the both soil, it shows the application of sulfur fertilizer in the 8 weeks. After 8 weeks, it transformed to different forms. The calcium sulfate fertilizer application shows the same trend as ammonium sulfate. It transformed to different forms. But the formation of thiols and the ester sulfate, it may be originated from the microbial immobilization of sulfur into organic sulfate forms. This graph shows the elemental sulfur fertilizer soil. On the difference, we observed no ester sulfate formation in the brown soils. But the elemental sulfur is insoluble and unavailable to plant until it is oxidized by the sulfur oxidizing microbes in the soil. But after zinc analysis, we observed that the elemental sulfur went through significant oxidation steps. The major finding was that sulfur species we identified 8 weeks, after 8 weeks of application, the initial forms as well as the reduced thiols and organic sulfur in the form of methyl sulfoxide, ester sulfates, and the sulfates that not removed by the plant root. We concluded that the more residual fertilizer sulfur was identified in the brown than the black soil zones, which reflects the drier environment in the brown soil zones. And Sulfur Jenks was able to identify different sulfur species in soils, mainly thiols and formation of ester sulfate, which may originate from microbial immobilization of fertilizer sulfur into organic forms. And elemental sulfur underwent significant oxidation over the 8 weeks after applications. And finally, I'd like to say the Jenks is an effective tool to study the speciation of sulfur applied in soils. And I would like to thank my supervisor, Dr. Jeff Shenwan and Dr. Derek Peake, and funding by ADF, Sachs Canola, Sachs Pulse, and WGRF. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you for your speech, Brango. Are there any questions in the audience? Yes.
We did the analysis for qualitative, not quantitative, but I will do the different analysis method like linear combination method, which we can tell us the what percentage it is oxidized, what which forms is, what amount is there. So that part is not done yet.
Any other questions for Grango? If not, I want to thank Grango for his speech.
Thank you.